Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going to start with the lines. We're going to go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I made a comparison this morning between Trump after 4 and Biden after 1 year. Infrastructure that he talked about forever, no. Cadillac health care, no. His beloved wall, no. Cuts and taxes to billionaires and corporate, yes. Okay, Biden, on the other hand, childhood poverty cut in half. COVID, when he took office, was at 2% vaccination rate. Now it's over 80. Of course, they're still not happy with that and blaming him that this is lagging on. But where would you be if Trump was president? Maybe at 50%. And then the hypocrisy of Mitch McConnell not coming today for the signing. He publicly said this will be the best bill for Kentucky in history. But he can't be there because he cowers to his former whatever he was. I never called him president.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. Today is the bill signing. Today is the signing of the hard infrastructure bill. It's bipartisan. Remember, there were 19 Republican senators who voted for it, 19 of them. And there were a lot of Republican members, 13, in the House of Representatives. That's 32 Republicans, the majority of them senators, but some of them Republican congressmen. And who's going to show up? Some will show up. There's no question some will show up. But Moscow Mitch is not showing up. Moscow Mitch voted for it. Moscow Mitch, and Dick is right, said this is, as he put it, a godsend for Kentucky. You want to know why it's a godsend for Kentucky? Because Kentucky has a bridge into Ohio, and that bridge is one of the most congested bridges in the country. The money that Kentucky gets, because remember, Moscow Mitch, as minority leader, gets his paws on a slice, not for his own pocket, but people like that, very influential. They find a way to steer stuff to their own states. That's fine. So Kentucky is going to get a new bridge into Ohio. And you know something? The people that are building it will be paid union wages, union benefits. It'll be a terrific thing, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's exactly what should happen, and that's what's going to happen in this bill. You think that Moscow Mitch should show up at the bill signing, you know? I mean, really, you'd think that he'd go, well, maybe even have a hard hat on, although he would look very weird in a hard hat, be sort of like Mike Dukakis in a helmet in the tank in 1988. Some people don't look the part. Some people do not look the part. Mitch McConnell could not wear a hard hat because he's never needed a hard hat because he's never worked. Been in the Senate is what he's been. But in any event, so what? So what? He voted for it. He permitted 19 senators, including himself, to vote for it. And now the rascal won't show up. Look, who does he think he's kidding? I mean, the people in Kentucky, my first cousins, the Flynns, my dad's older brother, Jack Flynn, had a family, 6 kids, and they lived in Kentucky for a while where he worked. I visited them in Louisville, great town. I've been back to Louisville on a case I had. I like Kentucky quite a bit. People in Kentucky get it, just like up here. You have a senator that votes for a bill, and you're very glad for it. 70% of America wants that bill, 70%. You're going to rebuild at union wages the bridge into Ohio. Your senator goes, this is a godsend for Kentucky. And then the skunk doesn't show up for the signing, and it sounds like he's distancing himself. And what does he think? He thinks that what? Trump will love him? Trump has called for his head. Hey, Mitch, hey, Moscow Mitch, look, Trump has said you're no good, Moscow Mitch. Trump has said you are you got to get out of there. You and McCarthy are no good. You're no good. Either one of you, none of them, you're no good. And so he's going to suck up to Trump and go, well, at least I didn't show up for the signing. I voted for it, orchestrated it. It's a godsend. Absolutely. Dick Madison is correct. We're going to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Mike of Oklahoma City, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been studying the whole issue about big tech. Like, let's start with big tech is a big issue of the day. Not infrastructure, not college football, but big tech. And everybody seems to shy away from it. And I say, well, hold on a second. If I go to the YouTube search bar and I make up my own word, like a little kid, and it says no results, and I tag one video with it, YouTube's only going to post one video for that one made-up word, and I can trademark the name of that video that's set apart by itself. You're telling me a president
Mike,
of the United
States... Mike,
are you
talking about big tech like Facebook and Twitter and all that and the antitrust
I'm
stuff?
I'm saying let's focus on YouTube. Let's focus on YouTube since it's free. And anybody can use it. Any president, any store manager, any little kid. And if you say, oh, that's big tech, I'll say, let's break it down. Can I make up my own name of a video if YouTube has a no results indicator?
Yeah, you can. Look, Mike, here's the deal. I think that it's important to enforce the antitrust laws against these people. I think you're making a good point, if that's the point you're making. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the whole gang have monopolies. And monopolies are prohibited under the Sherman Act, Section 2. Monopolies can be criminal. So I appreciate your calling in. It's very good to hear from our friends in Oklahoma City. My first cousin got married in Oklahoma City a long time ago, and I went there for the wedding, enjoyed the town very much. But I agree that I think that the antitrust laws should be enforced against big tech. It's about time. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we're going to a topic. It's an unpleasant topic. It's an essential topic, and I want to talk about it right now. There was an article in the New York Times yesterday that gave a lot of facts and gave me pause. It's a topic I've talked about before, but it's the introduction of violence by the Republican Party into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. Now, the Civil War is a long time ago, 150 years more, almost 160 years ago. Abraham Lincoln did it to emancipate free the enslaved people. Unify the country. He gave his life for it. Our greatest president. A lot has to be said for George Washington. We wouldn't have a country without him either. But Abe Lincoln is the benchmark. And in those days, they tried to assassinate Lincoln when he went to his inauguration. This is a true story. He dressed as a woman in a dress because he took a train from, if you can believe this, from Springfield, Illinois, to Washington, D.C. to be sworn in, and he didn't have anything remotely like security we have now. People were out to kill him along the way. So he disguised himself on the train. He got there. He got sworn in, and at the various battles, like Bull Run, the Second Manassas, he would ride out to watch the battle. What, do you think they didn't have snipers? They didn't have guys that could ride up in a horse through the woods and get him? You know how tall he was. It's like 6'4" or something. And back in 1860, that'd be the equivalent of 6'7" or 6'8" right now. And he's standing high in the horse, sitting high in the horse. Very brave man. There was plenty of violence back then. There was a congressman from South Carolina who did not give like a speech that Charles Sumner of Massachusetts gave. He was an abolitionist, Charles Sumner. South Carolina guy goes into the Senate. Sumner is sitting there and he's trapped. You know, they have these awkward little seats. The other guy had a lead weight at the end of his cane and he almost beat him to death. He was unconscious. That was a pretty good indicator of what was happening. And it really did, because South Carolina, where this guy was from, then fired on Fort Sumter and all hell broke loose. Well, that was a long time ago. We don't want that back. But here's what the Republican Party has done. And I'm not going to get into what I've said before, for instance, about Trump advocating that the Second Amendment people kill Hillary Clinton right in the middle of the campaign last time, and that her bodyguards be disarmed. He injected it. But here's the fruit of that. Here's the fruit of that. In Idaho last month at a conservative rally, a young man got up and he said, "When can we start killing Democrats? When do we get to use the guns? How many elections are they going to steal before we kill these people?" He's talking about fellow Americans and voters. He should have been arrested for that. You can say, I don't care how many civil libertarians came in. I have tried First Amendment cases. I've tried a lot of libel cases. And they come in, how many of these people, and they can argue to the jury that it was hypothetical, arrest him and put him in prison. And a local state representative there said after that, it's a fair question. Oh, really? And he's elected in Idaho? And he said that? I'll tell you what. We're going to a break. I appreciate the call-ins, but there's more to say on this issue, and I'm going to get back to it right after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.